Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. It's great to be with you as always. We have a good time around here, and I hope you're enjoying your time with us. And I have rarely have more fun than when Alan Friedman is with us. Alan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher, the brainchild, the visionary, and the force behind Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, which is an outstanding resource. And I've just got my newest version in. Let me see. I think it's 19.3. Is that right, Alan?
That is correct.
Hey, I got the new one. All right. Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Wonderful, among other names that they call me. Alan, what's new in the world of technology these days? What kind of fun stuff are you identifying?
Well, now is a good time to wait just a little bit, perhaps a few weeks, and get yourself a new computer, because Intel has a great new chip out called the Core 2.
Uh-huh.
And it is worth getting, perhaps worth getting even now, before next year, and getting it before Vista comes.
Huh. Why? Now, remind people what Vista is, in case they don't know.
Well, Vista is the next version of Windows, and it's in beta right now, and it's expected to come out early next year.
Should have been out early this year.
Oh, well, it should have been actually a year ago, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
And it just might not be such a great idea to be the first on your block to have it. To have Vista. A lot of people were really upset that they wouldn't be able to get one this Christmas because they won't be available in the stores.
Right,
but
right.
What you should be looking for, I think, is the Core 2 Duo.
What does that mean?
That's the replacement of the Pentium. There's no more Pentium.
Right.
Pentium had a 13-year run, and it's a new, it's branding, but it's in advance, a newer version of the chip. Most important thing is it's a dual-core chip.
And of course, folks, this is the engine of your computer. This is the driver. This is the power of your computer, the processing power of your computer. So it's a duo core chip.
Core 2. Now that's interesting because there is a Core Duo and a Core 2 Duo, and yeah. Intel is great at creating brand names that confuse everybody.
Well, the industry does that with everything that
yes,
they do.
The industry does that all the time. Some companies have a penchant for doing it even better.
Well, the people in the industry, it's called the technology gap. And the technology gap, which I was a part of a group that studied this globally a few years ago, the technology gap is the gap between how technology companies design and put out their products and how their customers understand what it is that they're looking at.
That's for sure.
And it's a real problem, folks. It is a serious problem that the industry is addressing. But anyway, back to what you were saying, the Core 2 chip, what's the advantage of it?
Well, there's two CPUs in the chip.
Really?
Yes.
Which in the past, if you had that kind of power, you had to literally buy two different Pentium chips, which you could do, by the way.
Well, you could have a dual processor computer, but that was extremely expensive. This is really replaced the single chip. There are going to be single CPU chips. They're going to be called Core 2 Solos. Yes, that's what it is, for the value market, for the cheapest entry level market.
The double one is the Core 2 Duo.
Duo, yes, and you have
to remember, which is redundant, isn't that redundant to Duo?
No, that's why it's so confusing. You can have a Core 2 Solo, meaning a Core 2 single. It's not Core 2, meaning Duo. It means Core 2 versus Core not 2. I know. It's really
that clears it. That completely clears it up for me, Alan.
What happened in January this year, they came out with the Core line.
Uh-huh.
And the Core Duo was the first version of it. And this is really a more or less a modified Pentium chip.
Right.
In July, they came out with Core 2, numeric digit 2. And the Core 2 is really the more advanced next generation. The Core Duo is sort of an interim. The Core 2 Duo is the more advanced one, which is
So we need to wait for the Core 2 Duo to come out, because that gives us, in one chip, a double processor.
Well, the Core Duo gives you a double processor, and they've been available for quite a few weeks now.
Now, is that going to give me, obviously it's going to give me more processing power, but does it also give me redundancy?
No, it doesn't give you redundancy.
So if one goes out, it all goes out?
Well, pretty much. Well, you know, that's actually a good question. That is an excellent question.
That's what I do here.
Well, you answered a really good question.
You've heard of people being the answer man. I'm the question man. Stand by, Alan. We're going to be right back. Folks, I got a million of these. I'll be right back with our good friend Alan Friedman right after these messages. It's 20 till. Here's that little band from Texas to take us out.
Is hit that streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which is there. We update that every weekday, every Monday through Friday, and we'll send it to you, or you can come and get it, or you can go directly to the blog at jimsblog.biz. And I mentioned my newsletter. You can get it on Sunday afternoon by email if you subscribe. We'll be glad to send that to you. You can join the happy throng of thousands of subscribers of that, which by the way, we're now in our seventh year of not missing a deadline. And Alan Friedman is our guest, as you know. Alan's a good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about, he is the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And Alan, give us your website, please.
computerlanguage.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. And Alan, we're talking about the new processing capability that Intel is coming out with, the Core 2 Duo. You're pretty sure it's not going to give us redundancy, but it is going to give us more speed. What is the speed going to be? We're used to, 1.6 gigahertz of processing power, or 3.2 gigs or whatever. What's this one going to be?
Well, it's going to be. Some of them are going to be high. They have an extreme edition of the chip, which is going to be clocked pretty high. The thing about if one core fails, if one of the CPUs is processing some software and the software crashes, that won't affect the other CPU,
right?
Supposedly. Now, if the core itself goes, if the hardware goes down, that's another issue. In fact, that's what makes a Core 2 solo. When they make the chip, if one of the CPUs is actually failing in the test at the time they make the chip, then they cut it off at that point, and they make it a solo.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it as a cheaper chip. But if it actually fails in the process of the dual core running, that's another story. The thing that is important is that this is going to be mainstream. You're going to see dual core mainstream now all the time. And then you're going to go to quad core and four CPUs.
Wow.
And the software and everything that's going to be coming out in the future is going to be expecting it. Now, the real advantage of it is that if you've got something going on in the background like virus checking,
mm-hmm.
that shouldn't be slowing down your main application.
Right.
And, the sad part is with all these incredibly fast CPUs, 1,000 times faster than they were when the first IBM PC came out in 1981.
25 years ago.
When you're writing in your word processor, how much can you type?
Exactly. Do I need an extra 100 milliseconds of speed?
But, you do. If you were to take that application you're running today, the high-end applications, and put them on a slower computers that you had even 5-6 years ago,
it'd lock up.
It'd be awful. It'd be so slow you couldn't stand it.
You don't even want to turn on the computer you had 6 years ago, let alone 10 years ago.
Yeah. But that's kind of a sad thing, because the computers are so incredibly powerful, and yet you do need that speed because the applications are getting really what we call bloated. and written by more and more novice programmers, getting larger and larger and larger. And unfortunately, you know, I remember back in the days of DOS, my word processor was even faster than the word processors today on these incredibly fast machines.
Right. What about, now AMD is Intel's rival, their prime rival, a smaller,
yes,
much, much smaller company, but a, probably a little more nimble company and a pretty darn innovative company.
Yes, they are.
Are they coming out with a competitor?
Well, the thing is this, I'm sure they will. The AMD forced Intel to make these Core 2 chips a lot more power efficient. And the Core 2 is...
I love competition.
Well, it helps. In this case, it certainly helped because the Core 2 is a lot more power efficient. It's not going to burn up the laptop on your lap. And that's a good thing. So people are very happy about it. Intel.
Are we going to have special? Are the computers these chips are going to be in going to have special compute special batteries? Like if this is in a laptop, is it going to have a special battery? Because it sounds like this thing might just eat up a battery.
No. The power efficiency is good, but obviously, if you're running two or three applications, each one running in a different CPU, you are going to use up more battery. So it depends on what you're really doing.
Right.
You know, extremely intensive and running more than one thing that will take advantage of both of the CPUs.
You know what I want? Alan, I want a laptop computer that has redundant hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
They both work in tandem, meaning mm-hmm. whatever I do goes to both of them at the same time.
Right.
So that if one of them fails, I never miss a beat.
Right.
Can I get that?
I haven't seen, that's called RAID. I haven't seen that.
I need that.
I have RAID 1 in a lot of my computers, but they're all desktops. I don't know anybody that has, well, you know, just back up like mad. That's the only thing
Well,
you
that's
can
what
do.
We do, but that's going to be that's the thing I'm looking for. I don't need more speed. I need redundant, storage.
Well, you know, look, you're asking for another hard drive stuck in the same notebook.
Exactly. I know. I'm not asking for much.
Well, yes, you are.
when can we get this Core 2 Duo?
Well, they're starting to come out. I would.
You got to get a new computer with it, though. You can't just upgrade the one you got, right?
No, not really. I mean, you could in some desktop machines, perhaps. You might have to replace the motherboard, though.
This is just for personal computers. This is not for servers, right?
Well, this will be in the servers, Core 2 Extremes. Absolutely. The Pentium is being replaced. The Pentium brand is going to be history. It's the Core brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new brand. It's the new architecture of Intel.
When we come back, we're going to find out. This is very good information, by the way, that Alan's given us. But he's got more stuff to come. We're going to talk about those things right after these messages. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame, the guy who can't tell time. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, flutter your mind. In the sense of top of men's
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Alan Friedman, the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. But that's not really, doesn't tell it all, folks. He's the visionary. He's the brains behind and the energy behind Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance at computerlanguage.com. Right, Alan?
That is correct.
And, of course, you can find those things on my website. You can, when you go to my homepage, you can ask a question. You can ask a technology question right there off of my homepage. And so check that out when you get a chance. And that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Alan, what are some other new technology things? You've told us about the Core 2 Duo from Intel, which is something we need to be looking for. You're thinking that's coming out in the fall. So what are some new things? How about storage? How about, anything new in the area of thumb drives?
Oh, no, not particularly that I'm aware of. They're just getting larger and larger. They're up to 4 gigabytes now.
Yeah.
And eventually they're... there actually is something that that is coming down the pike that might be very interesting. It's just beginning and emerging that could become a new wave in the future, and it's called U3. And it's a thumb drive in which you keep your applications and your data on, and that becomes your computer. In other words, you then go to anybody's computer. You plug in this USB
wow.
drive, It, you run your application, it works the computer, and when it, when you pull it out, it ensures, or when you exit the application, it ensures that any settings you made in the Windows registry, this is a Windows thing,
wow,
are deleted. Now, if you think about it, extrapolate this maybe 5 years into the future, with a hard drive, a little mini hard drive, the hard drive then becomes your computer, and the computer becomes irrelevant. You essentially go around anywhere you want where you have the processing speed of
all
the
you
computer.
Have, all you need is the processing power.
Right. That could be a huge, huge change in ways in computing.
Oh, that's a paradigm shift of momentous proportions.
Yes, it is. I think so. And it's just beginning to happen. In fact,
well, and see, that the good news about that is the problem with backing up right now is if you have a, if you back up your hard drive and you have a crash, it's not, if unless you do it a certain way, when you recover from your with your backup, you, it may not pop back up on the screen exactly what you lost. You may have to recreate things. You may not back up your applications or whatever. You're talking about a completely it's basically your electronic world right there ready to be popped up anywhere there's processing power.
Well, understand that while you're running the program, if that computer crashes, the memory in that computer at this point in time is still volatile until you save it back onto your thumb drive, to your USB drive, your flash
right.
memory, which is
right.
not volatile, which is permanent until changed, you still have that problem. And that problem actually may change sometime in the future because we're starting in another paradigm shift of memory just emerging called magnetic RAM, where the memory is not will no longer be volatile within the next
You mean
five,
the RAM? The RAM will be permanent until it's replaced?
The RAM will be like a disk. In other words, the RAM will be in the future like it was back in the 50s.
It's, and RAM, folks, is random access memory, which is what you're working on right now that hasn't been saved to a file.
Well, it's your workspace. It's really the heart of the computer. It's where everything takes place, where the instructions are placed
right.
in order to be executed. It's where all the data gets worked on. It's the workplace
right.
of the computer.
Exactly, the workshop.
Yeah. And that's
but,
why...
But the information that you have in there, as you say, is volatile because it's meaning that it's not actually, it has not been secured yet.
At the moment that you have, you are working on it and have not yet saved it to disk or to
right.
a flash drive.
Right.
Some to some permanent storage.
Is this
right.
an exciting time to be alive or what?
Well, it is, and it's actually going to be some major shifts in the next 5-10 years in this area, and everything will be rewritten when you have memory that isn't
Oh, yeah. Well, then you think about all the people that are currently offering online backup capability.
Mm-hmm.
Those business models will change, won't they?
They will change, but again, it's going to take time. It's going to be 5-10 years before it's complete.
You think that long?
Well, it's starting now, and yes, I think it'll take that long before. I mean, think of the billions of computers you have out here right now.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. Just like this thumb drive, this U3. I would suggest people go to U3.com and check it out. But it's something that you can do U3-type applications now even. And you're starting to see it. You're going to look at a thumb drive and see if it says U3 enabled.
U3.com.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
It's kind of interesting, especially when you think of the future.
We'll have to check that out. Alan, thank you for being here. This has been a great visit, as always.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Enjoyed being here. Say hi to Irma.
I shall.
And we'll see you next time. Alan Thanks. Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, and that's computerlanguage.com. Don't forget to check that out. And Alan will be back. We won't do without him. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.